In Tuesday's mayoral election, about a third of voters cast their ballots for Eric Garcetti and a third for Wendy Gruhl, pushing both of them into the May runoff. As Aaron Schrank reports, in the coming months, all eyes will be on the remaining third, which includes many South LA voters.
Most of Garcetti's votes came from the west side through Hollywood and out into the east side. Gruhl cleaned up in the valley, where she used to be a councilwoman. The next top vote-getter, conservative Kevin James, picked up more than 16% of the vote, with pockets of support scattered around the city. Councilwoman Jan Perry got just shy of 16% of the vote, with the vast majority of her support coming from South L.A. In some South L.A. districts, she got as much as 60 to 70% of the vote. Here's Kokai Kwajitahidi from the South L.A. Power Coalition.
She dominated in South L.A., which puts her and her voters in a very, very strong position to determine who the next mayor will be.
So what happens to her votes, many of them from African Americans? Here's former L.A. Daily News editor Ron Kay.
Well, I think they're up for grabs. And the question is, will anybody vote? And is anything at stake that makes people want to vote?
Perry's primary campaign was more critical of Gruhl than Garcetti, likely a point in Garcetti's favor. And many Latino groups have thrown support behind Garcetti. South L.A. as a whole is more than 60% Latino. Here's Raul Claros of the Latino Coalition of Los Angeles PAC.
Eric Garcetti is a coalition builder. He's embraced the Latino coalition's focus.
Kwajitahidi says both Gruhl and Garcetti have made promises to work for South L.A., but promises aren't enough.
Both of them have given rhetoric to working with South L.A. I think whoever wins has to be committed to actually making those promises true. And I think the only way that we do that is if South L.A. really organizes in a coordinated and consistent way.
Voter turnout was just 16% throughout L.A. this week. It was even lower in South L.A. Still, the area's voters could tip the scales in the May election. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.